Welcome back, Master of Light. Welcome home, human aspect. We see you, we see what a wonderful job you're doing. We see how hard you are working. We see the alignment and the integrity that you strive to maintain. We see the consciousness and the awareness that you endeavor to bring to your interactions, your thought processes. We know that it is challenging for you to basically watch parts of yourself, what you think is yourself, being dissolved, being examined and sifted through. We love and appreciate the resolve that you have to stay with this process, and this process is in service to this mission. Precious human aspect. Precious child aspect that delights, still delights in the simplest, bright, sweet pleasures of this wonderful planet, of nature. Sunlight and sand under the feet. A butterfly on a flower right next to you. A flock of geese overhead calling out to each other in the clear winter air. Sunlight glinting through trees. And you stop mid-step and close your eyes and turn your face up to the sun. And the child in you smiles. The precious child in you. That is also the light of you, the pure light of you that loves. So simple. So simple and pure. It loves. It appreciates. It opens. So effortlessly, so naturally, no matter what the human aspect is experienced. realize that. We see the body. Oh, this wonderful, wonderful body. This constellation of earth energies and earth elements, holding together out of love. This body has a nexus point, a nodal point, where the purest light of your highest, most expanded nature intersects with these earth elements, creating a nodal point, an anchor point on this planet at this time. Body, precious body, we see you. We love you so much, truly, truly. Without you, there is no mission such as we are experiencing it and in service to on this planet at this time. The body, the cells of this body, the geometric fractal crystalline cell consciousness of these bodies, that holds higher frequencies. Such that in our proximity to one another's bodies, as it were, as our proximity to one another, we can exchange light codes. The fractals of source that you hold in your cells and the ones in mine. They burst forth to each other like long-lost friends, embracing, reconfiguring, merging, repatterning, delighting in these opportunities to enlighten and to be enlightened. These powerful bodies, that this moment, this day, withstand more toxicity, density, and low vibrational bandwidths than ever in the history of these human bodies. And still, the precious cells do their job. Your body is so adaptable and resilient. It is brilliant and strong. And I promise you, it is capable of more. Honor it. For it can hold more light than what it is currently holding. It can experience and bring about a greater degree of healing than it is currently doing. It is capable of releasing density, trauma. Negativity, toxic biochemistry, if you would let go. Breathing together, just being together now. Though we are not now in physical proximity with one another, by virtue of this field, this group configuration that we have spent more than a year now building and building and infusing and suffusing with light and light codes and frequencies, we have uploaded, as it were, to this beautiful pattern of light in the quantum field, even as we have downloaded, as it were. Not that anything is diminished, not that any aspect of this is diminished, but we have drawn forth from it and been supported by this group configuration when we needed it. This too adds to it. It adds to the integrity, the complexity, the energetic potential of this field. This group energy is so powerful. And we are exchanging codes and information. And just by sinking in right now, sitting still, lying still, being still, breathing, opening, you are creating a pattern interrupt in any sort of habituated flow of thought, breath, even neuromuscular holding patterns. They have probably long since now, since we've been breathing together, just now, just this time, the physical body has been shifting, even if just a little bit. Patterns are being interrupted. That is a tiny little way that you can reclaim a little bit of your agency, your soul's agency, not your sort of small s self agency, as it were. Asserting more of your, well, for lack of a better term, let's say your higher self. In the flow of the body's functioning, the mind's functioning. The emotional body, because the emotional body is going to follow the mental body most of the time, which then shifts your biochemistry. You are withdrawing energetic investment in the machinations of lower frequency bandwidths on the planet that are swirling around us. And also, even if there is present a very, we could say, authentic trauma pattern, let's say, in your own body, in the nervous system, deep in the tissue or the bone memory, that represents right now an energetic bundle that no longer serves you. And so this little pattern interrupt, just these moments where we stop and breathe and sink in. And then we add in the layer where the intention to connect to this greater field, this beautiful container of light beings that we are co-creating together. When you put all of this together, so simple, but it creates a very powerful break in any habituated patterns and flows that are linking you up and keeping you tethered to the lower third and fourth dimensional bandwidths. Darkness very much wants you to pay attention to it. darkness. Does not create. Light creates. You create. You've probably experienced a bit of a breakthrough recently. Somewhere there's a breakthrough. And if not fully, then you're seeing the edges of it. An opening, a spaciousness, possibilities and solutions. Focus on that. Expand that. If that which we might call darkness, if it arises authentically within us, if it arises authentically, if it is right in front of us, absolutely, stand in your alignment and call forth the response that is apt, that is appropriate, that is necessary, that is fearless and light anchored, absolutely. But otherwise, don't focus on it. Focus on the breakthrough. The openings, the spaciousness, the expansion, the possibilities. That speak to greater and greater and more complete alignment and full alignment with the highest light of your being, the purest alignment that you have with Source. Focus on that. Sink into the group energy. Honor the aspects of your being that enable you to be anchored here on this planet, to do this work. These magnificent threads and configurations of light that link us up, so that we can do this greater work of creating these greater patterns in the field, these grids of light around the planet. All of the light beings. and stop and breathe. Stop an habituated flow of thoughts. Stop an habituated emotional response. Stop in your reaching for something that the body, an aspect of the unconscious aspect of the body, is saying it wants. Stop. Breathe. Assert your agency into that flow of unconsciousness. That is all. Small, little steps, seemingly small, but you are asserting, as I say, the agency of light, the light aspect of you, the consciousness aspect of you. More and more and more and more. It will get easier and easier. And if and when the time comes when you will need to say no to something or someone, a behavior, a choice, an opportunity, the time to say no, it will be easier to do. When the light of you is fully anchored.